WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, stay home if you can. That's Governor Murphy's message to New Jersey residents during today's storms. He urges drivers who are out today to obey any signs not to travel down flooded roads. 19 of New Jersey's 21 counties are under flood watches or warnings. The National Weather Service is warning of wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour in some areas. Business groups hate Governor Murphy's plan to add a tax on mega earners in order to create a dedicated revenue source for NJ Transit. But there are also groups that love the proposal. New Jersey Sierra Club says it's a great start. They want New Jersey to go even further by reinstating the corporate business tax surcharge that expired at the beginning of this year.
The state can fund NJ Transit while simultaneously stopping diversions from the Clean Energy Fund.
The group says if money for clean energy is still going to be used, the state's budget should at least include language to ensure these dollars are used on transitioning the agency's buses, trains, and buildings to green energy and zero emissions. April is Distracted Driving Month, and if you're not paying attention, it could cost you. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has launched Put the Phone Away or Pay, a stepped-up enforcement campaign designed to get drivers to stop using handheld devices. Police will especially be looking for drivers with phones in hands. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. New vehicle sales rose nearly 5% in the first quarter of 2024, but the sale of electric vehicles lagged behind. Electric vehicle sales growth slowed to 2.7% as buyers remain wary of limited range and a lack of charging stations. J.D. Power said in March, the average buyer of a new vehicle paid over $44,000. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down 43 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. High winds could bring down trees and power lines. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Stay in the know with New Jersey 101.5 News. Get your Jersey news instantly by downloading our app. Listen on demand wherever you want, bringing the latest newscast right to your fingertips.
Big time troubles continue in South Brunswick on Route 130. All lanes are closed. 130 south at Dean's Road, Hall Road down to Fresh Ponds Road. It's down power lines on this windy and rainy afternoon. There's also a down traffic signal in Chatham affecting 124 west at Lafayette Avenue. Stay with 24 instead. Flooding on the ramp on Route 1 south into Raymond Road. That's blocked off again today. And there's a vehicle fire up on 280 west at exit 9, Mount Pleasant Avenue West Orange. Big delays on 80 going west out to exit 19 Alamuchi. Damage done from a crash from yesterday. You do have lots of weather-related slowdowns north and south New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, too, especially Union down towards the Clark area. There's also a crash in the express lanes of the Parkway north at 123. That has the left lane currently closed off. Leaving New Jersey, you've got 20-minute delays at the George Washington Bridge, about 10 minutes of the Holland Tunnel. Better at the Lincoln. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Joel Meyer, New Jersey traffic south on the 295 scene. Man, we have a mess. So we have traffic at the northbound side at exit 52 where we have an accident. Then we also have it southbound backed up at exit 30 down to exit 26. And in that delay on the northbound side at 295 at exit 27, we have the right lane blocked off with a collapsed manhole cover. Traffic on the ride at 42 is messed up. Northbound, the exit ramp at 295 is partially blocked off with emergency work that is needed to be done. And 73 North is very slow in Mount Laurel at Fellowship with a truck broken down. The right lane is closed off. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Whether your faucet is leaking, you have no heat, or your breaker keeps tripping, call our friends at Guaranteed Service, the number one plumbing, electrical, and HVAC company in New Jersey. Mention the station to get $50 off any service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.
Domenski and Doyle.
On any given day in New Jersey, where are the bad smells and where are the good smells?
Entertain Jersey weekdays from 2 to 7.
Good smells on the boardwalk. Bad smells 195 at 295.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Very windy through this evening. Gusts will be as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour. We'll have periods of rain, some heavy, along with a thunderstorm that could lead to some flooding on streets and poor drainage areas. We'll have some rises in some of the streams, rivers, and creeks as well. Still blustery late tonight, but just a leftover shower or two. Lows will be in the mid to upper 30s to near 40. Mainly cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a couple of afternoon showers. Could be a thunderstorm with small hail in South Jersey. High temperatures will be close to 50, but approaching 60. Still in South Jersey. Partly to mostly cloudy, an evening shower tomorrow night. Lows 35 to 40. Brisk and chilly Friday with clouds and a shower in spots of the afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Clinton, it's 41. Jackson, 42. Millville, 46. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by the New Brunswick Performing Arts Center. New Brunswick Performing Arts Center presents Taylor Simon King, celebrating the three iconic American singer and songwriters, James Taylor, Carly Simon, and Carole King, on Saturday, April 13th at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nbpac.com.